This is Bob. Hello.
Hi, Bob. This is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Survey. And we're conducting a survey in your area, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you have time to provide us with the time to proceed a survey today?
I will listen. Well, I'm not sure I'll respond. We'll find out.
Okay. Thank you, and thank you in advance for your help. Which of the following best describes you? Currently employed full-time, currently employed part-time, not currently employed but seeking employment, not current employed and not seeking employment, or retired, or a student?
Well, I'm always a student, self-employed.
Thank you. Full-time?
Full-time.
Thank you. All right.
Full-time.
Are you
full-time
any... Okay.
I'm always learning.
That's great. It's a learning experience every day.
Yeah.
Are you or any member of your household currently employed in any of the following types of occupations? Professional services, manufacturing, banking, retail when it comes to restaurant hospitality, commercial real estate development, healthcare, construction, or other?
Several of those.
Several of these? Okay. Would you want to name a few, maybe?
I'm not sure. My household is me at this point.
Okay.
My family covers a lot of those items, my sons and my relatives, cousins and whatever. But in any case, they're not part of my household by definition, but I'm involved in several of those myself, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. Okay. What county do you live in?
What county or town? I'm sorry.
No, what county? The county.
County, Lycoming.
Lycoming,
Lycoming.
Okay. Lycoming. Which of the following have you done within the past 12 months? Opened a new checking account, declared bankruptcy, opened a new credit card, started a new job, started a business, opened a savings account, purchased a new car, bought a new home, or refinanced your home? None of the above.
I opened a checking account. I opened a credit card. What were the other choices? There was two more, I think, that I hit.
Started a business.
I expanded my business, but coming out of COVID, that wasn't hard. There was no business for about 2 years. So,
Bought a new home or refinanced your home?
I live in an apartment, and I'm intending to move in the next couple months, probably. So you
mentioned open a new checking account, open a new. What about open a new credit card?
I did, yes.
Okay. Open a savings account?
No, not at this point. I have one.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your age? Are you between 28 and 40, between 41 and 57, 50, 58 to between 77?
I'm still 40 to 50, but I'm 76.
Okay.
I'm very healthy and very active, I couldn't see myself slowing down. I still have a private office.
That's great. Thank you. Yes, you have to maintain exercise, eat well so you can continue, you know, and be strong.
Yeah.
Have a good energy in your life.
Okay. I didn't say that, yeah.
Thank you. How involved are you in selecting and managing the finances for your household? Are you the key decision maker?
I'm the sole person in my household at this point, so that's me. I work in the finance markets, and I consult corporate and commercial and wealthy individuals.
Okay.
As well as people who are still trying to scrape through. So I help people through. I don't charge them. I spend time with them.
That's great. That's like helping somebody out. You know.
Yep. It's rewarding, actually. So.
It's rewarding. Exactly. The more you give, you receive. Yeah. What do you look for in a bank, in your own words?
A partner. I do. I had three major banks and one local bank, and I was trying. And what I do, other than corporate finance, tend to use those banks for commercial projects and some other client financing.
Okay.
And when I do, then I give the business back to them as far as my fees and what I make and what my clients' deposits are often directed that way. So that's what I choose to do. And I found that it was too clumsy. But being if I had a, I used to have a, until COVID hit, I had three people working with me, and they moved back home, and one moved to Ohio to take care of grandkids. And so I ended up being a Lone Ranger, and I got a staff backup. I do have a remote accountant that does all my bookkeeping, and believe it or not, they're clients in South America, and I don't speak Spanish, and I don't speak English, but we use Skype and WhatsApp to communicate on, and I scan the invoices and. The woman down there has her own clothing line of clothes that she makes, and she has a clothing business. So she understands bookkeeping and whatever, so it was very easy to work through. And the software I use, she sees it in Spanish, and I see it in English. And so
that's great. It translates. Okay.
Yeah, it translates. She opens it up, it's in Spanish by choice, and I see it in English. We've done very well, and it's taken that load off me, so I don't do the bookkeeping much anymore. So.
Well, that sounds great. I'm glad there's technology these days. Mm-hmm. It helps a lot.
Yeah, it does these days, and I need more, but I'm waiting till the end of the year to decide what I'm already expanding my business. I've taken on some relationships with other entities that provide services that I need, and.
Okay.
So I've gotten relationships with them, and so I that's what I spent this whole year doing is rebuilding the business after COVID to provide. Since I don't have five people in the office anymore, I've got to find out third party relationships that take care of things that I don't have time to take care of.
Okay. So, yes, I know it affected a lot of people. You know what we went through and everything, but slowly but surely you're getting back up on your feet, and hopefully it's gonna be all full to. Have your business up and running. Yeah.
Yeah, I've developed some very good relationships, and I don't have, I have places to go that I can do it. I can do 80% of my business without having to go out and do what I used to do, and that was spend time, finding a resource to take care of a client. I now have a backup. I have several groups that I work with now that I'm not employed with them, but I just have a business relationship set up to it so I know where I can go
help
with
yourself.
Products. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not
That's
having to do
great.
that part of the work. I hand it off to them and I still get paid, so that's all it counts.
Well, that's good. That's great. I'm glad it's going to work out. And it's going to work out for you. You'll see. It just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
yes. Okay. Well, the next question is, which of the following do you currently have? Checking account, savings account, 401k retirement account, money market account?
I don't have retirement accounts at the moment. I have them, but they're empty. building that
the
back up
account?
Over time. I have checking accounts. I'm strong in crypto, so I have crypto accounts, and I have securities accounts.
Okay, so that would be like investment.
Investment, yeah. But that's a, I also do crypto. I've done a crypto offering with four clients, and so I've got, you know, got my fingers in that. I got a lot to do, and I just ended up last Sunday meeting up with a professor from Ivy League school. We went to lunch, and he's doing a series on artificial intelligence, and I told him my background. So I'm going to spend some time with him and see where he's at in it and where I'm at, and you know, maybe we can do some more work together.
Yeah, that'll work. All right. So what about credit card?
I have credit cards.
Okay. Too many personal loans? too many.
I survived on credit cards after a while. But I don't have any personal loans. I take it back.
Okay. Savings account?
Well, my savings accounts are all tied to the investments. I keep a balance, but it's primarily just to cover, unusual expenses. I really don't have a savings account. It's all my investments are, fulfill that role for me.
Okay. What about auto loan?
None.
Okay. Money market account.
I have with each of the, I have with three banks. Now I just have with the one bank.
Okay.
I closed the other two banks. Now I do business with them. I just don't. It's just too much juggling of money between accounts and remembering who gets paid by what.
Okay.
So, they're all drafted automatically, but I only typically deposit some of my funds in one account. The rest of my I just cover debit card payments that are coming out of those banks. That's it. So.
Okay. Now, your primary bank would be the one with which you have most of your day-to-day accounts. How many years have you been with your primary bank?
I think I'm working on 3 years at this point. Prior to that, I had the same bank for 15 years. I needed a bank that was in my backyard. I moved into a larger town, and the at the time, the bank didn't have any any offices here in the area where I'm at. Okay. They're 20 miles away. But now they're in town. So, but it's a little late.
So it's growing. It's growing. This survey is about your banking needs. Your answers mm-hmm. will remain anonymous and are designed mm-hmm. to inform banking services in your area. Thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top five banks that come to mind?
Well, not too hard. We only have PNC Bank, M&T Bank, First Commonwealth Bank. There's several credit unions. I don't use any of those. I did have a credit union out of California that I used, but it was just too much trouble to deal with, although I'm thinking about getting back with them again because they do have some good services, and they may be one of the last men standing when it's all said and done. So
you mentioned PNC, right? PNC
yes,
Bank?
I like them a lot.
Penn Community Bank?
No, it's Pittsburgh National Bank.
Okay, thank you. Citizens, okay, I'm going to name a few, see if you're familiar with them so I can check on them. Bank of America.
I had when I worked with Merrill Lynch, after I left Merrill Lynch a couple of years later, I broke away from Bank of America. And not because of anything else, other than the fact that I was no longer working with Merrill Lynch directly.
Is Bank of America one that's in your area at the moment, or?
We have a Merrill Lynch office here, and that's where I worked. And I dealt with the Bank of America out of Philadelphia for several of my clients. Had a client that owned a bank down there, a small bank, I did some work with them and set up a Bank of America down there.
What about Wells Fargo?
There's no Wells Fargo here. Jersey Shore State Bank is here. If there's a Wells Fargo, where I'm at. Okay.
What about Citizens and Northern?
Citizens and Northern, I've done business with. I do finance, and I did a lot of credit with Citizens and Northern about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, for a client who is with U.S. Bank, believe it or not. He didn't want to go back to his bank for it, so I did a line for him there.
Okay. What about Citizens Bank?
Citizens Bank, I have an account with them. Matter of fact, I've got to talk to them. I'm glad you were met. I got to make myself a note. I closed client. I had an account there for a client for retirement assets, and I closed the bank, and now I got an overdraft of $35 because somebody, I'm not sure whether it was their monthly fee or what, but I had emptied the account. I got a call. but yeah, I have done business with them, we're closing that account out because it was done for a person who was out of state, actually. Yeah.
All right. What about First National Bank of PA?
First National Bank of PA is no longer in this area.
Okay. All right. Well, we have Jersey Shore State Bank. We have Bank of America. Yeah. We have Citizens Northern, PNC, mm-hmm. and Citizens Bank. Okay. We'll go with those.
I do a lot of financing with banks, and so I have relationships. I have an M&T Bank. I don't think you mentioned that.
Oh, M&T Bank. Okay. It's here on the list. Thank you so much. We'll continue. Yeah. And which of the following banks have you heard of? That you have heard of in your whole time that you know and, you know, that you just mentioned. Actually, I can go ahead and see if I have those on here. You said PNC, Citizens
yeah.
Bank, M&T Bank.
Yeah.
Also, Citizens Northern.
Yeah. First Commonwealth. First Commonwealth Bank.
Okay. And Jersey Shore Bank, you say.
Jersey Shore Bank. And the reason why I picked First Commonwealth Bank, I was coming from a small bank, and I was looking for another smaller bank, even though I knew the other ones were here. And they were in the top 10 in the state. And rated like 15 in the country for their management ratios. And so that's the reason why I chose them at the time. And I've done a $5 million commercial loan with them. So it's been a good relationship, but PNC also and M&T are very good banks that I really have chosen to do business with. I currently have a transaction with M&T waiting for where it's going to come out, and, you know, financially, whether it's going to be structured right.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, we're going to, is there any other bank that comes in mind that you might have heard of?
Here locally?
No. Yes.
I mean, I don't know of any local bank, other local banks. There's several credit unions
okay.
here in the area. There could be other ones. Those are the ones that I have dealt with. I haven't done any work with Jersey Shore State Bank. I've talked to them, and I took one transaction past them, but it didn't happen. And that, you know, it's just part of business. You know, some things fit,
okay.
some things don't. And
yeah.
There's Citizens in Northern up in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, which is actually not related to the one down here, I don't think. But mm-hmm. I've done business with them, and one of my best men that were in my wedding is tied to that bank up in Wellsboro. So I rarely get a chance to talk to Bob much, but that's his name is Bob too, Robert.
Okay.
but there are other banks around the area. I just haven't dealt with them. Not geographically, not that close to me. So.
Okay. Now, the ones that you picked, which of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with?
Well, up until which of the following, you're going to give me a list?
Yes, I'm going to write. I'm going to go ahead and read them out to you because these are the ones that you
okay.
were more familiar with. PNC,
okay.
Citizens Bank.
Yes. I just closed PNC and M&T Bank, only because I was having trouble keeping money moving between the accounts. I still do business with my commercial basis, commercial financing,
said,
or whatever. So,
you said M&T Bank?
Yeah, M&T and PNC Bank. M&T used to be in the top 15 SBA lenders in the United States. They dropped back a little bit, but they are very aggressive on SBA financing.
What about Bank of America?
I don't, because of my relationship with and I terminated with Bank of America, and they, long story short, they had a little problem with one of my clients. And it wasn't my clients. My client won. Okay. Bank of America lost. And that attorney I still retain that attorney quite often when I need it. Bank of America is great. I had accounts with them. I had no problem with them. And I worked with Merrill Lynch. I had accounts with them as well. And I kept my accounts after I left. But I haven't been with Bank of America since 2008.
Okay. What about Citizens and Northern, First Commonwealth Bank, and First National Bank of PA?
First National Bank of PA is no longer located here. They sold their offices to First Commonwealth Bank.
So you have a relationship with any other banks, First Commonwealth?
First Commonwealth Bank is the one I deal with just for my personal stuff, basically. Commercially, I deal with PNC, M&T, Citizens of Northern, First Citizens, whoever will do a deal. If I have to reach to Lock Haven or down to Lewisburg or further out, I do that, including Philadelphia. So I have a different type of banking relationship than with a lot of banks than a normal person would have.
Okay. Which bank would you consider your primary bank today?
Well, that's primary for personal finance, just for handling my checking account. I use First Commonwealth Bank. And they're very good. But the reason I had gone to them initially was because their other banking ratios when I started didn't investigate them. They also bought Santander, used to be here in this area. They bought the five Santander Bank branches.
Okay. Now, if making a choice today, which banks would you consider? I'm going to read them out to you, okay?
Yeah.
Would you consider PNC, Citizens Bank, Jersey Shore State Bank, Bank of America, Citizens and Northern, First Commonwealth Bank, First National Bank of PA, M&T Bank, or none?
Okay. First of all, First National Bank of PA no longer operates here. That's how First Commonwealth got into the area. They bought them out. But PNC, definitely. M&T, you didn't name, but I would do business with them because of how strong they are in the commercial financing market. Smaller transactions, SBA-based, basically. So those two, and First Commonwealth Bank, and I do business with most of the other ones that are here one way or another. If I have a client, have a transaction that fits their wheelhouse, then I go to them, and we have a relationship on a commercial basis.
Okay, all right, thank you.
I don't necessarily do personal banking there, but my commercial accounts with PNC and M&T and with First Commonwealth, because whenever I did a deal with them, I would place any my commissions and any activity with that bank with them, and then I'd give them they help me out. I give them some of my deposits in that market, and I still intend to do that again just till when things pick up a bit more. I'll be back at that with those two.
Perfect.
For sure.
Okay. Now,
you can't have five checking accounts. I mean, Lisa, it doesn't make sense.
That's fine. Okay. Now, if making the choice today, which one bank, just one bank, would you most prefer to use out of the ones I have mentioned?
I understand. The Well, it would be First Commonwealth because of the relationship that I have right now and their particular ratings in the marketplace. And PNC Bank is closing down a couple hundred different branches, and so are some of the other majors. They're closing down, you know, 400, 500 of them. And FC Bank is still growing. Muncie Bank is growing, but they now have branches here, plus they sponsor the minor league baseball team's park here. And I know people there. I mean, it's one of those things that they were too far away for just general banking, and now they're here. But I have them on back. I've got a relationship with FCB,
okay.
It works for me. They've got a strong commercial department, so they know a lot of the business. We do business with Wawa. And I finance those in the $5 million range. And we've got the best quotes out of SCB, believe it or not. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. May I ask, which, if any, banks would you avoid? Which of these banks would you avoid? Citizens Bank, Jersey Shore State, Bank of America.
I haven't had a bad relationship with any of them. I would not, you know, I there's not one of them that I would pick to avoid. I've got relationships with all of them.
So we'll put,
you know, maybe not as active a relationships, but I do have the ability to do business with them. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, for which banks, great. Yes. For which banks have you seen, read, or heard any advertising for, let's say maybe, on your phone, as well as your traditional print, television, radio, billboards, or while online?
I don't watch on TV. Okay. I have two laptops open on my desktop. I'm working. PNC, I guess PNC, locally at PNC, First Commonwealth Bank, and M&T are probably the strongest advertisers here in the marketplace. Muncie Bank is stepping in. Jersey Shore State Bank is also an advertiser in the market. Citizen of Northern, CNN, is there, but, you know, and I know they're there, and I know what they do, and I do know the loan officers there and all that type of thing. I'm probably the wronger person to ask on that particular question, because I do have, you know, contacts at almost all the banks. I have to for what I do. I have to have ones, you know, far away as well. You know, ones that have national footprints and whatever. So like PNC and others, you know, that I deal with. So.
Well, Wells that's Fargo, great.
You know, yeah.
Now, what about knowing that one bank typically is not the best at everything? What one bank would you associate with being best in the following ways? I'll read out a list, and you can just name the bank that you think is most makes a connection to that. Okay. Best local connections. What bank would that be for you? That would be the best local connections out of the banks that you picked.
Best local connections.
Yes.
Wow.
Would you like me to read the name of the banks that you picked?
No, I'll tell you in a minute. The problem I have is that most of my business is not right here in this market. I have clients in South America. I have clients in Europe. I have clients across the United States, California, and New York, and whatever. I used to work in Manhattan before I came to Pennsylvania. Right now for me, as far as local contacts and local benefit to me for business?
Yes.
Probably First Commonwealth, although, see, the problem is that when it comes to just local business, and their commercial group is good. So, I mean, but M&T and PNC are the other two that are really strong in my market for what I do. So my problem is I'd probably have to pick all three. Just because
okay.
But because they fit different markets. and but they're all related to me. I don't get referrals from any of the three banks that I'm talking about. My referral base comes out otherwise, and so it's for me, as long as they're digital services, yes, as far as being online, checking my accounts, being
update
able
with
to
technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, technology and their commercial requirements, and their in the case of PNC, I have a client that has a gold mine out in Arizona, and PNC is heavily in mining. Unfortunately, they're just not heavily in mineral mining. They like iron ore and coal and gas and gasoline and oil. So, but I do have, I've had oil clients, and we've had Dulles Royal Bank of Scotland, and they have a branch in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and they're heavily, their whole office is in Canada, obviously, and I deal with them from time to time on investment banking stuff. Because they're heavily into mining.
Would you say the most helpful banking personnel? I'm sorry. What about the most helpful banking personnel?
Right now, today, it's First Commonwealth Bank. But I do get very good service out of PNC and more so out of M&T Bank.
Okay. What about the most personalized service? What about the most personalized service out of those three?
Well, it's at the SCB, only because I deal more with them on the personal aspects of my life. My accounts for my personal are active there, as well as my business accounts. And PNC at M&T Bank, I have personal accounts. I never use them, and I primarily use the business accounts. So I have to give SCB
the SCB. Okay. What about best charitable support locally out of those banks? Which one would be one that is most or best charitable?
I have no idea. I would say, since M&T Bank is now in the area, they've been on the airwaves and what they've done as far as the sponsoring the semi-pro baseball team here in town. They probably have been more, at least in my experience, more active that way. And that's Muncie Bank and Trust. But again, I just don't know what the rest of them do. First Commonwealth Bank is probably more community oriented than the rest of them, other than M&T stepping into the market and being more prominent than they had been in the past. But long term, SCB is probably the one that's the most active, I guess, in the community, I don't listen to radio that much except in the car. Don't listen to advertising that much otherwise. And I don't read the newspapers here locally except once in a great while. I get most of my information off the internet. And so it's hard to peg, but the two of them, SCB and M&T, Muncie Bank and Trust have at least been the most aggressive advertising recently. Of that.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
I think advertising on a social basis, not a commercial basis.
Okay. Now, please evaluate these messages that a bank could say by placing them in order of most important to least important. I'm going to go ahead and read out like a few of them, okay? And you can place them from one to, in order. What about offers, processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud? Would that be maybe the first most common that would be from your bank that would be useful, like offering you, offers of processes?
I would say First Commonwealth Bank and PNC would be close behind on that.
Okay. And has banking services tailored to you, 24/7 ATMs, online bill payment?
Yeah, all three of them, M&T and PNC and First Commonwealth Bank, all have similar services. The only thing I could add, if you have a note to add, is PNC's electronics, as far as the security of their logins and their website, they're the best.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it's the best technology. All right.
Yeah.
When it comes to safety, fraud, and protecting your account. Okay.
Yeah. I won't give away their secret, but they do the best job of really making sure you're who you are without making it difficult.
So provides easy access to your finance at any time with digital tools. Okay.
Yeah.
And offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future.
Yeah, they do, but I probably use First Commonwealth Bank more for that because I have more of a personal walk-in relationship with them. The office for PNC is either one in Giant Stores or one on 4th Street, which is downtown. But that office looks like they're going to close it. I think they'll probably stay downtown just because of traffic, but they really don't get a lot of business there from what I can tell. But they're down there to be a face, you know, to the nameplate.
Okay.
I don't. Maybe they have a lot more than that than I can see, but the traffic there is not that high. So.
All right.
But I'm
going to. You're the right person to talk to about when it comes to the banks and the questions I'm asking. All right. I'm glad you answered the phone. All right. Now, which one bank do you most associate with these messages? Has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive a $400 cash bonus. Would that be any of the banks that you've chosen, which is?
I have no idea because I've had my accounts open for a year and a half, for 2 years.
okay.
I think PNC has got a $400 promotion. I'm pretty sure it was them. It could have been M&T Bank, but one of the two of them have one.
Okay. What about the one that offers processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud?
All three of them, unfortunately. First Commonwealth is good. You know, they're all good at those. All three of those are really good. And their websites are designed to give you support that way. So I really, you know, it'd be hard for me to. I talk more to FCB about transactional issues than I do anybody else. So,
okay.
And their support people are good.
That's the First Commonwealth Bank. Okay.
Yeah.
Offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future.
Probably PNC, but I haven't used them that much for that yet.
So, okay.
If COVID hadn't hit, that probably would be different. But that's it's just been, the last 2 years have been, I had five people in the office and I ended up with none after a while. My right hand person moved to Ohio to take care of grandkids. They sold their house here, that's how I ended up using the clients in South America to do my books for me because I didn't have anybody else that could do it. I could have paid for a large, higher. The dollar goes three times as far in Colombia, South America, than it does in the United States. So when I pay them what I paid here locally, it's a home run for them, and they need it. The husband was a police officer and he died with cancer, and so the mother, daughter, and are taking care of life themselves, and the two sons are with families So I've got to know them real well, but they're really very good people.
That's great.
So I was able to give them she learned it real quick, and her brother has got an internet radio or internet program. It's a ministry online for Spanish American and South American people. So
that's great. That you help them out.
The whole point is they're computer literate, so I don't have to do a lot of training.
And
she has her own business, so she already knows how to take care of books. So that was, it was no brainer at that point. It worked out very well.
It worked out just fine for you. Yeah. All right. We're interested in the reputation associated with different banks in your area. Please describe C&N in your own words. Specifically, what makes it different than the other banks in the area?
Now, which one again?
Citizens and Northern.
C&N? My relationship with
words.
Them, well, I don't have much of a relationship with C&N. I haven't had one.
Okay.
I've wanted to have one, and they are... I've placed a loan with them, a line of credit, which we talked about. And one of my best friends from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, before I got married and when I got married, was in my wedding. He's involved with the bank up there. And CNN he works for them. And I honestly don't know what he does. I don't talk to him about work. I talk to the people in the various branches about work, about their services, but I have not talked to Bob about business that much. We reminisce about old times, more than anything else.
Yes, that's helpful.
The CNN's a very strong bank. It's just not as well known right here in my local market as it is in other areas. They do very well from what I understand. I know they're very strong in the Wellsboro market and northern tier Pennsylvania. I just haven't had the opportunity to really interface that much. I have now because we have BB&T here as well, which is now, what's it called? BB&T became... Well, anyways, that particular bank, the one of the commercial lenders went over to CNN. So that's how I got my relationship with CNN was when he moved from Truist is the name of the bank, which is a very large bank. Now it's a combination of BB&T and a Florida State Bank, a Florida bank of some size. And so I deal with him at CNN. And I still deal with Truist as well. I almost forgot about them. But I don't do as much with Truist at this point. But I did with BB&T before that. When BB&T when they merged with Truist or with a large Florida bank, Florida regional bank, and became Truist. I'm not sure why they chose that name, but that's what they did. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but it's a very good bank. So, yeah, I forgot to mention that one. So that's all right.
All right. Now, which of these adjectives would you associate with C and N? I'll just name a few, and you can just go ahead and just tell me how you feel from 1 to 10.
Okay.
Community-minded.
I would believe so based on what I know about them elsewhere. I have not had that relationship with them here.
Okay. So, stuck in the actually caring. When it comes to caring,
on this particular transaction, since the borrower was a vice president and officer of a U.S. bank, and he was working remotely. He was a project manager, and he was my client. I financed their house and when they bought a new place up in north by Scranton. He needed a line of credit for a business deal, and we probably had some of the best service I've had in a transaction I've ever had with CNN.
Okay. Now, we have just a few more questions to help us classify your responses. How long have you lived in the general Pennsylvania area?
I think when I moved here. I moved to Pennsylvania because I was transferred from Jersey City working in Manhattan to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And that was I think probably 1984, maybe 1985, somewhere there. Could have been 1980. I was in Pittsburgh till probably, whatever. It was in the early 80s. How was that?
Okay. Let's look it up and see.
And I bought a truck dealership up here. That's how I got here. I actually got here in 79. I bought the truck dealership in 79. And then International Harvester went bankrupt. And when they went bankrupt, we sold the dealership and started over. I say we, my investor, myself.
Thank you. We're looking at maybe 40 years.
It's been a while. I think 84, 85, something like that. I bought the, I'm not sure what it was, 79. I came up here in 79, but I bought the dealership in, I don't know, it was right around between 79 and 84, 85, something like that. I went to Merrill Lynch from there. And, I had my own investment advisory prior to buying the dealership. And, then I went to Merrill Lynch, as an advisor. Stayed here for 3 years and then moved on.
Which of the following best describes your household income last year? I'm going to name a few here, a list. $35,000 but less than $50,000. $50,000 but less than $100,000.
It was less than 50. As a matter of fact, were you talking about last year?
Yes.
Last year was a loss.
Okay. All right. I actually had
an $8,000 loss last year on my income. And that was because of COVID and related wind up of various things and starting over. I didn't have to start over business wise, but I had to start over because the market was dead at that point. Now we're very busy. I'm to the point where I've got more than I can do by myself almost. So I'm lining up with a good year and a very good year the following year. I've got some very large projects in the $5 million films and some other stuff. Mm-hmm. I get paid when we close. I don't get paid before that unless I need money up front to do something, but I don't really get paid until I. So last year was a $8,000 loss. That I'm talking about 2022. That was not a fun year, nor was the year before, because I had to spend through my savings in order to deal with the turnaround. You know, businesses turned down. What I do, commercial stuff I do, they were there, but they didn't close until this year. Now we're just now starting to get to the closings on transactions.
So. Okay. May I ask, how many children under the age of 18 do you have living in your household?
None. I live by myself.
Okay.
Divorced and single.
Which of the following best describes your, you just said divorced, I'm sorry. You say divorced. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have the options here. Married, domestic partnership, single, engaged, other.
Okay. Not just divorced. Or single, whichever you call it. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, is that your option? Single. Okay.
Well, I'm divorced, but I'm also single. I mean, I'm. I'm not engaged or living with somebody or that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, which of the following best describes your highest level of education attained? Would that be high school or high school diploma, GED? What about technical vocational degree, some college, completed 2-year college associate's degree, or completed a 4-year college bachelor's degree, some graduate school, completed a master's degree, PhD?
PhD, JD, MBA, BSME.
Thank you.
Doctor of Laws. Master's in business and a undergraduate and bachelor of science in mechanical engineering.
Okay. Now, let's see. Okay. For classification purposes only, do you consider yourself to be Latin or Hispanic region?
I'm sorry, again, what?
Okay, which of the following best describes your race? Are you white, Caucasian?
I'm white.
Asian?
I'm white.
Okay,
I'm
thank
white.
You.
Okay.
And for classification purposes only, do you consider yourself to be of Latin or Hispanic origin?
No, Scandinavian,
no,
actually. But my heritage, not my current. Most of my family was Scandinavian or Finn on my dad's side. My mother's side was German and French. So,
oh, wow. So you have a lot of everything. A little bit of, okay.
Yeah.
Just like my mother. My mother, she's half white and half Spaniard. So she, her parents are from Argentina. So,
wow.
You know, from Spain.
Yeah. Have you been down there?
Like,
have you been down
actually,
there?
Actually, no, but I actually have traveled to El Salvador because my dad's family also. So, but mostly my mother's side, they're all in the United States. Yeah, so I don't look nothing like my mom. But, you know, she's just so, she turns red when she's mad and, you know, when she's out in the sun, she's like, but she doesn't get sunburned though. But she is. Yeah. But I want to thank you. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I inherited the temper myself, but the people down in South America, are begging me to come down, and I, COVID hit, and I was ready to come down, and then just, I had to keep my capital to handle my activities, not knowing where it was going to, what was going to happen, and now it's the other way around. I've got, I have a movie that's where the king of the country, I can't tell you where, but it's on a non-disclosure. The king of the country is going to be, he doesn't even know, I don't know how much he knows, but the king, the country has decided they're going to give him his 50th anniversary as king. And they're going to have an international celebration. It's going to go worldwide. He's going to be awarded for, by another nation for what he did for their people, and all kinds of stuff going to go on. It's going to be a worldwide pronouncement, and a film that's going to go worldwide about his reign from age 6 to where he's at now. And so the country's participating in that, so we're not having to do as much funding, but I do have the scriptwriter and producer and all the rest of them are people that I'm helping fund for the time being until the state steps in. And I get wonderful stuff. I get, people can't find some place to get their, get funding from. They call me. So it's just a referral base. I'm fortunate to have that for a referral base, I have six films that we're financing right now. And, a Wawa convenience store, and I could go on. I have a gold mine. I told you about,
that's great that you have a gold line and that you have everything set up for yourself.
Well, I don't have it. She's got it. I'm a support person, and we're good friends, and I'm very fortunate. I have some very good clients. They're very nice people. And
that's great. So, I'm so glad to hear that. Well, may I have your first name?
Because
I have
you listed
here as Lawrence. Okay.
Yeah. Hang on just a minute. I got to tell us part, and I'll call him back. I'm back. I go by, it's Lawrence Robert Belmore Jr. and I go by Bob.
My dad got the Larry,
I got the Bob, and my son's a third, and he's a doctor, and he's Rob. So we kept it going as far as we could go. I'm not sure what you do with the fourth. I think a fourth is supposed to be like a second cousin or something like that. But maybe not, but we haven't done that yet. He's got three boys, so he hasn't named any of them in the fourth, so it's over with, I think.
All right, I enjoyed the time.
I did
enjoy the time and everything, all your experience. It's very, yeah. You know, you have a lot of experience. That's great. And, you know, it was a pleasure talking to you and that you took the time to spend with me in answering the questions. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Excellent
evening, sir.
Yeah, you too. Take care. And God bless.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you.